You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back wherever you are in the world. This is another show this week, and I trust that you enjoyed last week the show with Luke Kennedy, a man from Australia who really is doing everything he can, talks, workshops with the younger generation. And I always appreciate people who really put themselves out there to help that generation because they are really struggling. And because last week we had someone from Australia, by now you know that I try to have every single week someone from wherever they are in the world, whether it's India, whether it's the States, I try to have as many experts as possible from in every corner of the world. And today is not going to be less because Bas van Hucht, a man that I talked to today, is really an interesting guy from the Netherlands. He's the author of two books, Soul Mission and The Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur. Now, shortly after finishing his master's strategic management degree, he already founded The Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur together with his wife, Mirna. Now, both of them really help highly sensitive people. I don't just think entrepreneurs, but mostly highly sensitive people. And for those of you who know that term, it's the kind of people like I am really, really busy with deeper questions within. We want to go for our purpose. We want to go for the deeper questions that we have about life, about who we are. And it is interesting to talk to Bas today because he has launched a business readings within companies now, which is a totally different approach of what we are used to. He helps entrepreneurs to solve bottlenecks within their companies via the energetic way. So he tunes in on the energetic network of the business and the entrepreneur. And I am sure we're going to talk lots about that because there is so much more possible if you and I, we work from purpose and from energy. And so I can't wait to talk to Bas. But just before that, I just want to say to you that if you feel that you are missing out a week because life happens, and I have a lot of you who are really loyal weekly listeners, and I just want to thank you from my heart to yours for that, for your loyalty, for taking your health into your own hands, for being inspired and motivated to be the best version of yourself. But for those of you who have missed a few topics, I just want to mention that you can always go back to ukhealthradio.com, to the website, and go to the Listen on Demand category and go there to listen on whatever topic you want to, whatever topic interests you. You can download it, you can listen to it, you can share it. Please do, if you think that there's a topic for one of your friends, colleagues, loved ones that you want to share with them, don't hesitate. It's all energy. It's all about giving, giving that energy to others. It is so important for each and every one of us that we are part of this world and that we try to make this world a better place. And I'm going to talk to Bas van Vught, who is one of those people who really, really wants to make the world a better place via helping people with their businesses. So I'm sure we're going to talk about a lot of topics. I can't wait to see you and to talk to you just now after the break with Bas van Vught.
Station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back and thank you again for listening. And I'm Danielle Sachs, your host. And today, as I said in the intro, I am talking to an amazing, wonderful human being, Bas van Vught. I know Bas from, we know each other, Bas, from business, actually.
Yeah, I think like 4 or 5 years already. Yeah, something like this.
Interesting. Hey, how life goes. And now you're here sitting with me and I'm going to ask you some wonderful questions because I think you are someone that really suits in the show as you are. You founded the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur, didn't you?
Yep. Yes, exactly. Like 11 years ago. And I remember studying strategic management and seeing that a lot of entrepreneurs were struggling with their, you know, their emotions, intuition, and all these things in their business. First I thought like, you know, is this, I'm the only one struggling with this, things. But then I found out, hey, this is also amazing business opportunity, and I can help a lot of people, with this concept. So I found the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur, and we focused mainly on, workshops, trainings for the entrepreneurs or people who are also starting. And then, like you said before, maybe it's interesting to say, you said, boss is an amazing person and everything. I feel like this, but I'm also very humble and honored to serve people, you know. Mm, and I beautiful. Remember all the time that business is not about me. My business is not about me. Also, what we're going to talk about, I feel just there, connected, available for the people that want to work and want to move. So,
Well, I'm going to ask you first a question, because as you know, we are all over the world. The audience is listening from any place in the world. Can you explain a little bit what a highly sensitive entrepreneur is, in short?
Yes, of course I can. And there, for me, there are two sides about this, these things, you know. On the one side, there's the business part, and on the other side, there's the emotional part, the stimuli part, how you perceive the world, how you deal with all kinds of things that are coming at you as an entrepreneur, how you stay in contact with yourself. And I always said, like 11 years ago when I founded this company, the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur, I said, this is going to be temporary, because this is not going to last forever. I just want to help these people to make this shift. And, you know, I feel so, it feels so right that I'm also moving forward as a person, and also with my new concept, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, I guess. But it's so amazing that now, you know, when I started this company, not a lot of people were working about in this field of the intuition, emotions combined with the entrepreneurial part. And now if you go and look on the internet, you find a lot of people who are working with highly sensitive characteristics of the people, but also with the entrepreneurial part. And I remember that and these days I just, you know, I was the first one who made this niche. Mm. And then I thought, you know, this is really like something new. I can help a lot of people. And now it feels like, you know, this circle is coming to an end, because so many people are copying it. And, you know, so, for me,
But can you tell me a little bit, as the show is called, you know, the part of stress in there, before we talk about energy and all that, what is actually the biggest stress in an entrepreneur's life, if I ask you that, according to you?
I think the biggest challenge is to stay on your own path. And because there are so many possibilities in this world, and so many, main roads, side roads, backwards. So how are you going to be, you know, to focus on all the things that are possible, but also which suits you as a person? You know, my belief is so much that if you stay close to yourself and to what your what your mission, what your purpose in life is, you can do so much more, and it also feels so much more authentic how you behave, what you do during the day, how you help your clients, how you deal with the environment in which your business is operating. And the shift that I'm seeing is, you know, that so many people want to live from purpose, and at first the concept was just the concept somehow, you know, a lot of things, it's about purpose, life is about purpose. And for me, this always has been a little bit blah, blah somehow, because I saw that a lot of people were talking about it, but they found it hard to integrate it into their lives.
And now they actually live by it.
And now the last two to three years, I see a lot of people who, it looks like the values are shifting towards implementation, towards making different choices, and stay close to yourself.
I agree. I mean, that's why my you know, my show is called From Stress to Authentic Success, because that's actually the aim in most people's life is to actually live that authentic success. So thank you for that answer. Now, let's talk about everything is energy, because you are specializing now in that field. In the entrepreneurship, you are now doing business readings. And what is that, business readings, energetic business readings? What is that?
It's such a good question, and the answer is going to disappoint you somehow, I guess. Because I still don't know how it's been done. And what the answer that comes the closest, I guess, is that you can solve problems in businesses on a mental level, and just from the head. And if you got stuck in this process, which a lot of entrepreneurs are stuck in the strategy process, in the daily management process, just from the head, some things cannot be solved in this in this field. So what I found out is that if you go one layer deeper, you come into the not only in the very soft part of the entrepreneur, the emotional part, the experience part, and all these things, but you also come into the sort of gray zone where it starts the entrepreneur, where ends the entrepreneur, and where goes the universal energy. So for me, this has always got my attention, because I remember that when I studied on the university, we had to do all these type of projects. And for me, I always got in these projects from a more empathic view, from a more strategic view, from the emotions, the feelings. And I could find out very soon which projects are going to work and which are not going to work. And at first, for myself, I just start, how can I be more rational? That was my question these days. How can I be more rational that I can fit in this field and
in the world,
that
ratio, all adaptive. The time, the ratio in the head.
Yes,
I agree.
Exactly. And then I read this book from Daniel Kahneman on thinking fast, thinking slow. And I remember that just the whole world was opening up for me. Like, you can go so much better and deeper if you come from a place of intuition, energy, universal connection. And I think that all people, all entrepreneurs have a different label about what is it exactly. You can call it energy, universal energy. You can call it the divine, God, intuition. For me, all these things are more or less the same, in the sense that the answers come from connection.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
When you're connected, then it's like being channeled.
Yes, that's it. And then you don't need to do a lot of things. You've been done, which is the field in between.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting, hey? And so how, if I would ask you, because there's a lot of people who are stuck listening to this show, whether it's entrepreneur or anyone else, but being stuck and feeling in that, in that they don't even feel they're stuck in their head and they can't. Yeah. Is there a tip or a first step, a first advice that you would give any entrepreneur who feels stuck to go into that field of flow and energy and connection?
Good question. From my own experience, you can also think that you live your purpose.
Okay.
So I think also a lot of entrepreneurs think that they live their purpose, but do they really live it from deep within, from more a spiritual point of view?
Okay.
So I was thinking when I was working with highly sensitive entrepreneurs that I was totally living my purpose. But then I found out that there's a whole different level, much more deeper, where I can step in and be more authentic, be more myself, and also more connected with my great purpose. So if people ask me, do you really live your purpose? 10 years ago, I would say, yes, totally. But I'm not going to say that I'm 100% living the purpose, because when you're looking backwards, you know, you look backwards on your life, you can see...
It's evolving, isn't it?
It's evolving. Because,
yeah. Yeah. It changes. Hmm.
It changes. Yeah. It's changing all the time. But what, back to the question, if you are stuck in your head, most, the best advice, or the most simple advice, which everybody can do, is seek the silence, I guess.
Mm, good one.
Mm. Yeah, because only the silence really speaks.
And how do you seek the silence? Is that through meditation, through walks in nature? How do you seek the silence?
In all kinds of ways, going mm-hmm. to retreats, meditate, go into nature. Sometimes I'm just going out to cut some firewood, you know, these type of things. And
because you did not long ago, you did a part of Compostela, was it? No, or was it Peterspat? You did
a long.
Is that something that really helps you to get into your within, like into that deep silence? Mm.
Yes, and my biggest insight from the last half year is that my game is that has become the energetic game.
Yes,
which means that if you are working with in this energetic game, the biggest asset you have is your own connection, your own silence, your own openness, so to say, that you're not all the time busy. And so with this in mind, I always keep places for myself where I can meditate or just light a fire or so many things that I need to do. And also when I'm in this frequency, so to say, most of the time I just have like a piece of paper next to me, or it's somehow nearby, and then I write some things down for the clients. And so I have to seek it. Yeah.
So tell us about what actually you are doing then for someone. If I'm coming to you and you're going to do me, and we did a little one together. Yeah. If I'm coming to you with my business for a business reading, what does that incline?
Yeah, it's a good question. So for me, there are basically three parts. The reading the frequency and the problems in advance, which I'm doing alone. Just, you know, go into the state and tap into the... To the frequency of the other person. Then all the things come. I write down a piece of paper about all the processes that are going on, which the spirits or the universe or whatever you call it give to me. I always ask their spirits from, and then the name of the client, what is it that you have to say about this person? How can you help this person in this process now? And then most of the time, insights come for the process and for the process of the person in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the conversation. Sometimes people have very specific business questions. Sometimes they don't have questions and just come to grow, which is also very, very nice if you go in advance instead of waiting for the problems to arise.
Yeah. Growth is one of our basic needs, eh?
It's one of the basic needs, but you know, I think that a lot of people need to search it a little bit more and get out of this zone where they're just doing the daily things, which me included. I also have to go out of my zone and search it.
Okay.
So in this conversation, the questions can come, or I just tune in and we talk about the person's life or the business or the finances. And I like the most complicated things, which cannot be solved on a rational level. And then I can just tune in and see and feel what's going on. And people ask me all the time, this is a type of coaching, which it is not.
Mm.
Because if you tune in and you give the insights to the person, is totally different than projecting your own view and give your own view to the person's life.
Yes.
So for me, it's the thing is, I need to be clean, which I said, yes, clean in an energetic way, not busy with my own things. I need mm-hmm. to be there 100%, and then the insights come.
And then it's a totally different level than in the head. Eh? It's totally different than the reasoning. There's no reasoning. There's tuning in. There's feeling.
Yeah, there is tuning in. But there's also, of course, there's reasoning, because I like to be down to earth, especially when it's about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
But there's a level in before being specific.
Okay.
If you feel it as a person, or if you got the insight on a deeper level, the behavior of the entrepreneur is much easier to change. And then in the coaching business, so to say, it's all about changing behavior without changing the deeper levels, the deeper insights, the deeper connection of somebody, which is not working for me. I did this like 15 years ago when I started in the coaching with the partner before the other business. And for me, yeah, it's not working. I want to go deep and change things from
on a different level.
Yeah, but from the perspective of purpose, from the perspective of what is suiting me here in this moment to make the next step. And then the last part is that I'm when the people are going home and they just have to do it themselves. I'm not, when somebody is my client, I speak to them most of the time once or twice a year.
Okay.
Because I want to have something to discuss at first, but also people have to do it themselves.
Mm.
If you change the thoughts and the emotions of the people from the perspective of soul mission or insight, then they can change themselves. They're not coming to me for motivation or inspiration or whatever. My clients are people that are high achievers. They know really what to do, but they need the insights from a deeper perspective about their lives.
Great. Wow.
And then the last part is that when they're gone, most of the time, the next day, I'm tuning in to see how is the energy. Is something changing or still questions or whatever? So that is closing the circle of the of the client. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your book, because your last book was called Soul Mission, if I understand well.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
What was the purpose of writing that book? What did you? Step for you after the highly sensitive entrepreneur? Was that the logical next step for you?
Yeah. There was. The highly sensitive entrepreneur was my first book,
mm-hmm.
and it was a Q&A book. So all the questions and questions that people ask me, I put them in a book, and really down to earth piece of advice, so to say. And I always said that when I'm in this field, when I'm there as a professional helping people, I don't want to be somebody who's just telling other people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show that my life is also like all other lives, has ups and downs. So I want to be and share my story. That's why I wrote the book Soul Mission, because I want to be open about experiences in my life, also spiritual experiences.
Can I just ask, that comes in now for me, can you share your biggest stress in your life?
My biggest stress,
or you can call it your biggest down, because you're talking about ups and downs. What was your biggest down, and how did you get out of that?
My biggest down, or maybe my biggest fear, was when I was studying, I had to do this internship, like everybody has to do it, and then you go into a company. And I saw all these faces, or most of them. I just saw them unhappy.
Mm.
I just saw them, and I felt like pain in my, really pain in my heart, physical.
Mm.
That people are so unhappy that they are, and then they come in at 7, 8, or 9 o'clock. They go and do their work behind the computers, and then they go home at 4 or 5 and do the same years in a row, really years in a row. And I was going there, and it was just 2 days a week.
Wow.
And I felt so exhausted when I got back. And my biggest fear at that moment was, boss, this will be your life as well. And I thought, well, this is not this.
I love it. I think that's so good.
Yeah, and so I found out that a lot of people are just not happy in their business or in their professional career. And it's really painful, I think. And that's maybe also why I just want to help people to live their
the happiest life,
the
I
happiest
would say.
Life. You know, it's not about just being a businessman or just being an employee. It's about living the happiest life you can live. Because sometimes people say, you're just for the entrepreneurs, which is in a sense, it's true, but also not. Because if you are happy with somebody has a very nice mission and you work in a company, you're really satisfied and you can grow and be creative and all these things, with the things that are important for you, no problem. Just do it. But what I'm saying is that I guess 80 or 90% of the people are not living their mission. And that was my low, because I didn't saw an exit for myself.
You could and not see the end of the tunnel, like they call it. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yes. And now when before this conversation, I was meditating, and then the insight came that the world is just made for average. So the world around us is made for the average person, which is really deep, deep, deep stuff if you think about it. And think about it for yourself in your life. What does it mean to live in an average world which is created for the average person? But don't be average. If you're in your head, you don't be average, but you're programmed to be average all the time.
So it's so interesting that you say that. I love it. But how did you get out of that tunnel then? What did you do for yourself after those 2 days a week in a company? What happened?
Just struggling, deep, deep, deep struggles. So how can I say, years later, maybe 10 years after this experience, I found out that in this moment there, where I got this internship, some banks were asking me to join them, which was a very easy step to just go into the banking world.
Earn
good money and have a job, which was so, I could not do it. I could really, my soul said so much no. But on the other end, my head said, you can do this. This is your way out of this. Just adapt, be average, and go to work and do all these things. And then I didn't do it. Somehow, without any other alternative, I didn't do it. And so many years later, I got this insight that the easy way always gets difficult. So if you always choose for the easy way, you get very difficult life.
Well done, yeah.
At the end. And if you go for the difficult way, you get all the freedom to be different, to live your authentic life, to live authentic success, like you call it.
What is authentic success for you? If you would define it for yourself, how is bus living authentic success? What is it for you?
The question is, can I 100% say that I'm living my authentic success? I think not, but because there's always some room for improvement.
Yes.
and confront yourself with your own weaknesses, grow from them and all these things. I think the closest definition is maybe to live your soul mission and to have the freedom to choose, not for the money, but to choose to develop the person you are going to be by the choices you make.
I agree.
That is so powerful. Yeah. We also learn this to kids that don't go for the money, go for the development of the person.
Beautiful. Is there any statement or quote that you live by, Bas, in that perspective? with that soul's mission and everything you are doing at this moment, the, you know, the growth that you have been through? Is there a statement or a quote that you live by?
I love the quote from Steve Jobs, which in a sense is not really my type of person because it's so, yeah, but it's different. But the quote I love from him is, life is about connecting the dots. And it really is. It's like drawing. If you, you know, from as a child, we learn to draw in this beer, you know, these figures from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, and then from 44 to 45, and then you see the whole picture. So if we just go and follow the things where we are interested and take the courses or the coaching or do the retreat, or and then a certain picture of your life suddenly, for some people it's like sudden, but it's not. Suddenly it appears that the life you're living. But you can only see it if you start at point one and just go.
And I love it when you say the easy is actually at the end difficult, and the difficult is at the end actually the freedom, and that's so spot on. And a lot of people, how can you explain that, for example, with an example or with something? How can something that seems so difficult be? Because isn't that what you do with your entrepreneurs, showing them the difficult side, not the easy side?
Yes, for sure. Because I think that also if you in your business, one of the concepts that a lot of businesses are dealing with is the blue and the red ocean. I think maybe it's familiar for you. But people that don't know it, it's about being in a market of competition or creating your own markets, which is the perfect marketing if you're able to do so.
So and the blue ocean?
Yeah, the blue ocean is the ocean where there is no competition or very little, where you can innovate. And businesses are looking for the blue oceans, but they have a hard time trying to somehow to trust their inner voice that they are right about where the world is going. So the people that I'm helping, I'm trying to give them somehow a little bit more confidence that they are seeing the world as a leader, as somebody who is who has the see the world differently in 2030, for example, than the average person. But that comes also back to the thing that if the world is made for the average person. So you have to break free from this and trust that you see the world differently. And Danielle, I've also been through this process the last 2 to 3 years, because letting go successful business, we were working with 5 people, highly sensitive entrepreneur, and innovating into a new field, which are the business readings. Then you come across all these things. And the main question is, are you able to trust yourself that this world that you see is not only in your head and in your heart, but also other people are able to connect with it?
And isn't it your uniqueness to the world that you are purposed to give to the world? Isn't that a little bit what it is?
Maybe it is. Maybe. I don't know. Because
people copy and people compare and people, you know, like you said earlier, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are looking in the outside world what is done, and they even copy you, they copy me. Instead of, and that's what I mean, going into your alignment with who you are and your uniqueness and bringing that into the world. Isn't that what you're doing, Bas?
Yes, I think as an entrepreneur, we also have to think about how can we trust more of the inner voice.
Yes.
Move Agree. The business also further into the future.
Agree.
And the future is about purpose. 100% sure.
And trust, isn't it also a matter of trust?
Yes, maybe trust, purpose,
fate, but something. It's
the human touch somehow for me, especially in these times where artificial intelligence is moving forwards at a it is such a rapid pace, and a lot of people cannot follow. But The question we all have to ask is, which world are we going to support the next years? Via our business, via our soul, via our wallets, because we can also buy the change, of course. It's not about being an entrepreneur. We can also buy the change. We do it via investing, via where we spend our money. So we have a lot of power as an individual, but also as a business.
And what about you as a parent? I'm actually quite curious. Because that's also, I'm not saying that's a business, but that's also an entrepreneurship, eh? It's a form of, I feel that in my family, we are now 12 with four grandchildren. It's you give that to your children as well. Like you said earlier, something about your children, you give that to your children as well, that purposeful living, that soul mission, isn't it? Because you give the example.
Yes, and the youngest is now 8, and he said, the last week he said, Papa, I just want to, take over your business and also help the people. So it's not about that. It's about freedom that they can choose. And I remember that this insight, these words came after we visited like construction market together. We had to take some things. And he said, Papa, why are all these people so unhappy at their work? And they just look so unhappy and bored. And I said, is this something for you? What do you think about the world and working and all these things? And then he said, for me, it's nothing to work like this. I just want to
be me.
Work differently. but just work differently somehow.
Yeah, and actually he's copying what you said when you were doing your internship. He's feeling exactly the same. Yeah. And it's like, 20 years later?
Something like that. Yeah. But the interesting thing is that I took this business schools, and I'm still happy that I did it, because now some people say, boss, what you do is good, but also how it also has been done in the rational way, in the strategic management way, and
yes,
so for me it's not about this
because your part, it was your part to be where you are today. Is that what
you're
saying?
I guess so, and it's about, it's about also coming in and have the opportunity to help somebody. And if the degrees help to come in, that's maybe the main thing why I had the experience to take these schools and to be able to. That's, yeah, and sometimes people, especially in a little bit bigger businesses, they say, you also have the paper, so it's easy for me to get you in. It's not just just the spiritual part. It's also about making profit and all these things. Yeah,
I recognize that, because in my case, it's more about my medical education that I had first. You have a basic, know what's going, the body, how it's working.
Yeah.
Then the next phase is something. Yes. Yeah. So thank you for that. Yeah, that's actually really, really true what you say. But time goes by, so I just want to give you another opportunity to, is there anything you want to say to any listener out there, a highly sensitive entrepreneur or not, a parent? Is there something that you want to express here for another 2 minutes?
I think that when you talk about authentic success, the money is just a byproduct somehow of the success. And people, if you are an entrepreneur, people just let you think that the money is the most important part of success. You can measure the success in the money, which is not true. If you just help people and entrepreneurs and do something good for the world in a very practical way, the money will flow automatically. And so I always say, don't look at the 95%, just see what they're doing and do exactly the opposite. And in a lot of ways, it's true. Don't look at the majority, look at the people that are innovating, that are evolving, that are able to ask the difficult questions. Because it's easy to ask the easy questions.
And isn't it also, I just want to ask you that, because isn't it also about, that 95% that you say now, is about living from the outside inward, like, you know, looking at the drama, the crises, the whatever happens in the world.
Yeah.
And the other 5% are the one who trust the inner world, like you and I.
Yeah, I think it's a totally different way of living. If you come from the inner world and ask yourself, what is it that I'm going to do in the outer world, instead of I'm working in the outer world, how is this connected with my inner world?
I agree.
Which is the way, the other way around. You cannot, at the long term, the body is going to give you all type of signals that's not connection.
True.
So what I see, Danielle, is a world of purpose, but also a world of entrepreneurs where the culture of the business is really about the people, but not on the papers or but really about in the hearts of the managers. That they ask a simple question. When you go for a job interview, ask the people a question. Is this your soul mission? Is this what you really want to do in life? And then the connection is
totally different.
So much different. Yeah. So a whole world to win all together. And then if we all just work on our own part in this new world, yeah, something amazing is going to come out of this time, 100%.
I'm really curious to see, you know, I would like to do another show with you like in 2 years' time or something, 18 months' time, to see how this whole energetic thing is evolving, because it's very clear that you are evolving with it. Eh? It's amazing to see. So congratulations for that. I mean, you know, it takes courage, vulnerability, brave, you know, all these things to do what you do. So congrats for that. And if that's okay for you, I'm going to just finish off here. We'll come back after the break. Thank you so much, Bas. It was a very nice conversation. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Yes, we are back. And I trust that you really enjoyed this interview with Bas, because what he was saying about that we are so much in our thinking modes, I could not agree more. And when he talks about the first advice or step that he does himself and he would advise us to do is to seek the silence. Seeking the silence, I just love those words. Seek the silence. Is that not what we all need in our life? More silence. We have so many triggers every single day from all the screens, from all the outside noise in our lives. We do need to seek the silence. So think about that for this week. Another one was Bas's game is all about energy. You could hear that. It's all about going for your purpose, for your mission, in alignment with who you are. Go within on a deeper level. And it's all about connections with ourselves and with others. And that is so true. Connecting, that's what I do with my clients, is going from the head to the heart and even deeper to the soul. It's actually really, really going into that authenticity and vulnerability, into you, the energy, being one with the world. And so the quote that he gave about what Steve Jobs said, life is connecting the dots. I can see why he finds that so important. One step at a time, another step, connecting with another step, connecting with yourself, connecting with others. I really, truly love that. And not to forget that when he talked about the easy way is at the end, the difficult way, and that the difficult way is at the end, the one that gives you the most freedom. Going for your soul's mission is not an easy way, but it gives you really the authenticity and the freedom to be you, to be more of you. So what the society teaches us, I heard Bas say that most of us go for average. We adapt. And he suggests that if you want authentic success, by the way, what he told about authentic success, if you want to go and listen to that again, you can. But I really find that so beautiful. It has nothing to do with money. And so he suggests that you do what 95% of the world does. That's not going to lead you to authentic success. He suggests that you do the opposite of what that 95% of the world does. And I really, really like that idea. If you feel that you are worthy of more, that you want to, you choose to be more, do more, and really be that person that you are meant to be, you need to go the difficult way, the soul's mission way, the energy way. And after the interview, Bas and I just had a short conversation before we said goodbyes. And he just mentioned something else that I really want to share with you. And that is that according to him, and I really agree, this is a really wonderful time to live in, because the society goes for average and we can feel that there's a controlling, there's something going on. But a lot of us, a lot of people do not vibrate on that level anymore. The world wants the big reset. But we are getting a great awakening. We are getting a lot of people. Those of you who are listening even to this show, even listening to UK Health Radio, you are all people who want to be more, to want to take their health into their own hands, who want to really be in charge of their life and go for their soul's purpose, not just for what other people tell you to do. So, thank you for listening, and I'm going to leave you with this. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.